Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Chicago celebrated St. Patrick's Day this week, and the river was dyed green, and Mayor Fallas Maximus wore kilts, and I published Mike Houlihan's St. Patrick's Day Epiphany. And I've got my own column this week at John Cass News about my favorite St. Patrick's Day movies. So what am I doing today? I turn to Chicago outfit stories. Yeah, it's kind of perverse, I guess. You zag this way, or the world zags this way, and I zag that way, or zig that way. Besides, I'm partial to outfit stories that most people don't know or haven't heard. There was one time I was trying to figure out why certain Chicago politicians were reportedly winning a lot of money at blackjack tables at a Caribbean casino, the one that had Chicago investors. A few statewide elected officials were said to be killing it at the blackjack tables. I mean, $50,000 and more a night. Pure coincidence, right? Well, a politician says, I can't believe the luck I'm having. Pure coincidence. Don't be a chumbalone, okay? But every time I called the casino manager to find out why Chicago political hacks were so lucky at blackjack tables in the Caribbean, well, this casino manager down there just wouldn't take my call. Please leave a number and he'll get back to you, the secretaries and the receptionists would say. One week I tried day after day and I was about to give up. But in the second week of December, you know, it was John No-Nose DeFranzo's birthday. He was alive then. He was boss of the Chicago outfit then. So I called the casino and asked for the casino manager, and the perky secretary was once again in fine form. And whom shall I say is calling? I said, tell him John from Chicago is calling. This is John from Chicago. Took about 25 seconds, but the casino manager picked up the phone and he said, John, so happy to hear from you on your birthday. Well, he wasn't happy to hear me on the other end, but I didn't lie. I was John from Chicago. Technically correct. Well, we've got another Chicago outfit story for St. Patrick's Day week today. Eric Sean, the straight news, no opinion anchor from Fox News, the weekend host. He likes outfit stories too. And he's got a good one about where he thinks Teamster boss Jimmy Hoffa is buried. And a Chicago outfit guy named Lou the Taylor Rasanova. Lou's dead too, so's Jimmy Hoffa. Why does Eric Sean like outfit stories? We'll ask him. Jeff Carlin is here as always. Co-host of this podcast, lover of cats, baker of pies, a man who loves science. And with his ginger beard and black rimmed glasses, he even looks like a scientist. He kind of looks like Benton Quest from the old cartoon TV show, Johnny Quest. And I'm John Cass, husband, father, mild-mannered columnist, and editor-in-chief of John Cass News. And where are you with Mayor Fallas Maximus wearing kilts on St. Patrick's Day as the warm Georgia breeze blows whispers across Jimmy Hoffa's unmarked grave? Don't be afraid. You're not having a nightmare. And you're not a chumbalone. You're with me here on the Chicago Way podcast on WGN Plus.
Look, the Chicago Way is a deep cultural phenomenon.
It's the Chicago Way.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man. There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand. Defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso. In a tower by the river. Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Bubba was the decades-long lawyer for a notorious local legend, Lou Rosanova, the resort managing partner. But it turns out Lou was also known as Lou the Tailor back in Chicago. The feds say he was a longtime top member of the Chicago Outfit, a Teamsters pension union official who was sent to oversee the resort that was owned and run by the Teamsters pension plan.
Lou was he was very high up in the mob families.
You know, there's nothing like a story about the Chicago Outfit in the middle of St. Patrick's Day week in Chicago to excite me. And we have the culprit with us, Eric Shawn, anchor at Fox News. I guess he's like a dinosaur because, Eric, I never see you give your opinion when you're working for Fox News. You just read the news and do the news straight like an old school guy, you know, without a lot of big personality or snickers. And I really appreciate that, Eric.
Thank you, John. It's great to be with you. I'm a huge fan of you for years and read you, and thank you so much. Yeah, you know, Jimmy Breslin, I was in court one time, and Jimmy Breslin, one of the reporters said something, and Breslin turns around and yells in court. He goes, "No, it's none of our business. If it's true, put it in the paper, go have a drink. Let society sort it out." They should teach that at the Columbia School of Journalism. It's none of our business. Let society sort it out. If it's true, put it in the paper. Go have a drink. That's look, we're reporters. We report.
Yeah.
And in an age of so much opinion and pollution, facts have to count for something, and the truth. So that's what we do.
Well, I watch you on the weekends on Fox because of that. Because one of the few times I'll watch when, you know, I'm not here. I'm not getting snarky attitude one way or the other. It's kind of refreshing. But you're not here to talk about that. You're here to tell us the Chicago Way outfit story during St. Patrick's Day week about Jimmy Hoffa and a guy named Lou the Tailor. So tell us about this piece.
Lou the Tailor, Lou Rosanova, owned a fancy upscale tailored shop, men's shop on Chicago Avenue. For years, we've been looking at Fox News, Fox Nation, which is our streaming service, investigating what happened to Jimmy Hoffa. And our new show, it's called Riddle, The Search for James R. Hoffa. One of the suspects we look at is Lou Rosanova. I didn't know anything about Lou or this part of the Chicago Outfit, being a New York guy that I am. But we got a call one day, and turns out that there is a hotel resort in Georgia, in Savannah. It was called the Savannah Inn and Country Club. And Lou Rosanova's lawyer, Reginald Hopp, otherwise known as Bubba, he said, you know how when you're a reporter, you get great quotes that ring in your ears for years and you just remember them. And
right.
Mr. Hopp's soundbite is, "Who would ever think that the mafia would have a lawyer named Bubba?" Well, he handled, he says, the Chicago Outfit's business in Savannah, Georgia, at the Savannah Inn and Country Club. And Lou Rosanova was in the outfit. He's identified as a soldier. He died in 2003, was 81 years old. But he goes back to at least 1963, when the Senate Labor Rackets Committee identified him as a soldier in the Chicago mob. Been a football player for the Bears. He was on like what they call the taxi squad, the practice squad. The great Scott Bernstein out in Detroit had kind of did a little bio of him, saying that he Lou met with and was involved with Tony Ricardo and, of course, Sam Giancana. And he was sent down to the Savannah Inn and Country Club on Wilmington Island. Just off Savannah. It's a beautiful spot along the Wilmington River. Imagine taking one of the Art Deco 1927 old hotels on Miami Beach and plopping it in the middle of Georgia on the river. Well, this is what this place is like. I never knew about it, never heard about it, but it was run by the mob. It was owned by the Teamsters. The mobsters used to go there. Bubba Hop, as the lawyer, says that when Sam Giancana would come down, all the Chicago guys would hang out and take vacation time and play golf. They would clear out a floor for what he called Uncle Sam. He always knew Uncle Sam was there. And Hop told us that he was told that Jimmy Hoffa is buried under one of the holes in the golf course. And Lou Rosanova has quite a history with all this. And I never even knew there was this angle until we started looking at the Jimmy Hoffa case.
Which hole do you think it is?
Well, the old hole was not was like a 9 or 11, but they rejiggered the golf course in the past number of years. So it's now a different hole. Mr. Hop took us out there and kind of pointed to it. The FBI has investigated. The FBI has been out there. It's just a question of will they dig at the site. The owner of the golf course was thinking of digging, but they're right now it's kind of in a status quo, and we're waiting for a dig. We're waiting for a dig there, and we're waiting for a dig in New Jersey. That's a separate story. But
do you have to dig? I mean, I know people a lot of do like sonar and things of that, and like LIDAR to ground signal. Is there any attempt to that, or any thought of that?
Yeah, the FBI may have done a ground penetrating radar. What we've done, and our new. The new episode of here's the shameless plug, John and Jeff.
Please go.
Go.
The series is called Riddle, the Search for James R. Hoffa. It's on Fox Nation, which is our streaming service. And the episode 5 that's just come out now focuses on a site in Jersey City. We know this. Hoffa's killed in Detroit July 30th, 1975. He either is A, incinerated in the central sanitation facility owned by two mob guys, or B, perhaps taken to, there was only one cemetery spot where he could have been incinerated there. Or, according to multiple claims, and the FBI was told, Hoffa's body is stuffed in a 55-gallon drum, put on a Gateway transportation truck, and driven 600 miles to New Jersey, where we were told, and the FBI was told, he was probably dumped in a place called Moscato's Dump. Moscato's Dump is in Jersey City. It's under the Pulaski Skyway, which links Jersey City to Newark. And the two co-owners of Moscato's Dump, their sons, say, yes, he was brought back. One of the sons of the owner, a guy named Frank Coppola, Frank told us that his father buried Hoffa in a barrel in a specific spot. So to your question, Jeff, we took ground penetrating radar, and it's right under the Pulaski Skyway. It's a plot of land owned by the New Jersey Department of Transportation. And we found what appears to be barrels, buried barrels, exactly where Frank Coppola says his father buried Jimmy Hoffa 12 feet down. We're waiting for an FBI dig there. The FBI has been there. They did some survey. I think they're waiting for the ground to thaw and to go down and dig. We have several other sources who say that they were told the same thing decades ago, that Paul Coppola Sr. buried Jimmy Hoffa in a barrel where the body came in. Why would they do that? Anthony Provenzano, Teamster vice president, Genovese crime family capo, hated Hoffa. Hoffa wouldn't give him his pension, his million-dollar pension. They had a fist fight in Lewisburg prison together. What better way for a demented mob guy to demand you want Hoffa's body back, you want to see him, you want to pop the lid of the drum, he's your enemy and you know where he is. So there's that story. And now we also have the outfit story of Lou Rosanova, which also has, you know, some bones on it. Apparently, and Scott Bernstein has brought this up, that 2 weeks before Hoffa disappeared, informants put at least three of the Hoffa co-conspirators at the same table, sitting with Lou Rosanova in the dining room of the Savannah Inn and Country Club in Savannah, Georgia. And Bubba Hop, Lou's lawyer, says that one night they had a private airstrip on this island, Wilmington Island. a Beechcraft King Air flew in with a package, and it was that package that contained Hoffa's remains and was buried under this hole. And the reason Bubba Hop knew something was up was that every time the outfit guys would hang out with Lou and come down and play golf, every time some of the Teamsters from Chicago would come down and play golf and it got to that hole, they would urinate on the hole. They'd pee on the hole.
And they'd what? Say it again. My God, what? They would pee on the hole?
Yes. They would urinate on the hole where Hoffa was. And Jeff, Bubba...
Is that a lot of nitrogen? I don't know. Yeah.
And Bubba would wonder, why are these guys... Everybody comes out from... All the guys comes from Chicago. Why are they peeing on the hole? That's why I was told.
A tradition unlike any other. That's fantastic.
That is where Hoff is buried.
We are speaking to Eric Shawn of Fox News about his series called Riddle, involving the disappearance of Teamster boss James Hoffa. In all that, Eric, was Frank Schweiss, Frank the German Schweiss, ever mentioned?
Because no, I have.
I've always heard that from here that when things had to be done, and when Paul the Waiter Rica, who was the true boss, in my view, of the Chicago outfit, wanted things done, they would ship Frank the German to New York to settle grievances. And I would assume that there might be some DNA or fingerprints on some barrel. I guess they wouldn't last, right? You leave your fingerprints like you when he stuffed Johnny Roselli into the drum and let it afloat in the Gulf. The fingerprints would disappear. So I guess he'll never get the credit he deserves for anything, and not for this. Who killed Jim Hoffa? Who did it? Do you think?
Well, right after, about 6 months or so after the killing, there was a something called the Hoffex memo that the FBI put together, and they have a list of suspects. I generally believe it generally would. You got to know the mob. It's not just business. Yeah. It's also personal. It was given. I think the contract was given to Tony Pro in New Jersey, and he and his crew carried it out. The suspected gunman was Sal Baguglio. Sal was a member of Tony Pro's crew. Sal gets whacked 3 years later on Mulberry Street in Little Italy in Manhattan. It was feared he was going to rat on Tony Pro. So just think about the way the mob works. You got the commission. They make the decision. They're going to have Hoffa killed. You give it to one person, right? So in case it goes wrong, it's his head. That's given to Tony Pro. They carry it out. Tony Pro is a psychopath. And you know, the mob is all ego. It's male ego. That's what it is. Bring him back. I want him here. Bury him there. I want everyone to know that Hoff is buried here. I think that is a quite possible scenario. We will know when the FBI digs, which I certainly hope will come soon. Either John and Jeff, he's in the barrel or he's not in the barrel. And if he's not in the barrel, I'm coming out to Chicago and Detroit to keep on looking for him.
Schrodinger's Hoffa barrel. I love it. Eric, how did you get into this? I mean, the mob stuff. I know you've been doing this type of stuff for years, but is this just something you chased as an interest or is there a connection there?
Well, I was a local reporter. I'm a reporter in New York at Channel 11, Channel 5, and covered John Gotti and all those years in the 80s. And the 90s. Right. And I got a phone call in 2001, spring of 2001, from a book agent where they could not sell a book about a guy named Frank, the Irishman Sharon. So, of course, that's the basis of the movie, the Scorsese De Niro movie, The Irishman. So I went down to Philadelphia and met Frank Sharon and talked with him. And he said he killed Jimmy Hoffa. And I said, well, where? And he's explained how to get to the house from the Marcus Red Fox, the restaurant parking lot where Hoffa was seen. And that started it. And in 2004, we went to the house in Detroit. We took the floor up sticky tiles to the hardwood floor. And we took luminol. We had two Michigan retired state homicide detectives, and we sprayed the luminol, which detects blood, and we found blood in the exact pattern that fit Sharon's story about how Hoffa was killed in that house.
Wow.
The investigators from the Oakland County District Attorney's Office took the floor up, sent it to Quantico at the FBI lab. They got one DNA, not Hoffa. So for years, I thought, look, what are the chances of Jeff and John and me going to your house and finding blood in the exact pattern of a hit? So I, for years, thought it's quite possible, yes, that Frank Sharon did it. I believe absolutely not. Frank Sharon's story has been debunked, and that led me into more to continue it. Now we've done five episodes of our show on Fox Nation, kind of now focusing in on this site in Jersey City and on the possibility of course, also in the program, the new episode, the Rosanova angle. The FBI in Savannah thought that Rosanova's story was true, a couple of decades ago. So we'll see.
What is the fascination about James Hoffa? What is it that's so compelling that keep many of us like riveted to Riddle and other stories about the mob and Hoffa? What is it?
I think it's the mystery, but it's also the whole world, the power, the notorious angle of it. You start talking to someone, the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, every time I would see him, he goes, what's the latest with Hoffa? It's unbelievable, yeah. John.
Right.
It's unbelievable that no matter who you talk to, people love the mob stuff. It's just a whole world that we're fascinated with. In a way, it's the underside, the underbelly of the American dream. And it is the American dream in that way. Coming in, being immigrants, and then rising to the top of fortune and power. And also, I think it's open because the mafia, the Italian American organized crime, has been largely decimated. Of course, it still exists. But because of that, I think it's melded in with Hollywood, with the media. You know, every mob guy that I know, they're all trying to make deals to get a story out. And I think it's just part of our American DNA to be fascinated with these guys and that world, because it's in many ways, it is a vanishing world. And when you come to Hoffa, because it has not been solved, and we've all grown up with it, we've all known about it for years.
There was the Kennedy issue with Robert Kennedy, and there was Marilyn Monroe, who the guys in Chicago say was taken out by Frank the German. And there's so much there. And it just keeps fascinating me. I guess when you come to Chicago, we're going to have to go to like some old outfit joints and have a steak or something.
Okay? I would love to. I would absolutely love to. I know the New York guys now and the Detroit family having covered this, but I'm not so well versed in the outfit. But it was fascinating to hear from Bubba Hop about, he called him Uncle Sam. Giancana coming down to the Savannah Inn. They would clear out the whole floor for Uncle Sam when he would come in. And it was the building is still there. It's now condos. And you look at the ballrooms and you look at these rooms that are quiet now. And they have these huge paintings of Southern gentility. And you could look at the leather couches and just think, can you imagine the Southern gentility mixing with the tough Chicago guys? A fascinating place down there, and the Chicago outfit, of course. Just amazing. It's an era of this country that has helped build this country, and I think that's, John and Jeff, that's one reason why people are fascinated with it.
Yeah, and you have all the urban politics that was shaped and pressed by the outfit and in all its forms, and you've got all that linked together in this great tapestry, great American tapestry of the story. And how can people watch this thing?
It's Fox Net, Fox News. We have our streaming service called Fox Nation, and it's on, you know, like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime. You can go on and get it $5.99 a month. I think you can try it for a week or so for free. If you don't like it, cancel it. It's on that. And I also have been reporting on the weekends occasionally, but because of the current news that's in abeyance for now. But Fox Nation is where to watch all five series. The first one deals with Hoffa's history and Frank Sharon. Then we get into the claims in New Jersey and finally Lou Rosanova and the Savannah Inn. And, you know, John and Jeff, I just hope for the Hoffa family, this is one of the things that keeps us going, keeps me going, is you want an end. You want some type of final resolution. There are two suspects, FBI suspects, still alive, both in New Jersey, Gabriel Guglio and Steven Andretta. They were alleged members of Tony Pro's crew. I knocked on the door of Gabe. He doesn't want to talk. I've talked with Steve Andretta. He doesn't want to talk. You know, someone come clean, someone come out for the Hoffa family and for history. And I hope the FBI digs and see is what's in the barrels buried in New Jersey, what's under that hole in Savannah, Georgia, and to see if there can be some truth to all these stories through the years.
Eric, Sean, great having you here on the Chicago Way. We're going to watch with interest Riddle on the Fox Nation streaming service. And just thanks for being here, man.
Yeah, thank you.
John and Jeff, of course. Great. We'll go get a Chicago hot dog when I come out.
No. If you come out because of Uncle Sam, we've got to get some peppers and sausage because that's what he wanted before he got two in the back of the head in River Forest, I think. Yes, so thanks so much for being here.
John, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Or Eric Sean, Fox News, on his fascinating series of stories, Riddle, the disappearance of James R. Hoffa, and I keep wondering what the Chicago guys had to do with it. And for Jeff Carlin, executive producer at WGN Radio, baker of pies, lover of cats. Yes, and Jeff does look like Dr. Benton Quest in the in my favorite cartoon show, next to Rick and Morty. And for me, John Cass, husband, father, editor-in-chief of John Cass News, on the St. Patrick's Day week in Chicago, where we bring you a outfit story. Thanks for being here, everybody. Join us again next time on another edition of the Chicago Way podcast on WGN Plus.
Can you imagine the mafia having a lawyer named Bubba?